5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Valentine's Day is coming up this weekend. Laurel House is a dating coach and behavioral dynamics expert. You can check out her podcast, RomCon, wherever you get your podcasts. And she's an eHarmony dating coach, too. Laurel, I mean, you know what to do with this holiday. This is basically your bread and butter.
Save me.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is kind of the Super Bowl for dating and relationship coaches. So absolutely. Now, here's the thing. Valentine's Day, it's not about romance necessarily. It's about real connection. It doesn't have to feel exciting. What it should feel is safe, sexy, seen, and special. And when those four exist together, you're looking at real connection and not performance.
Okay, so how does that sounds nice in theory,
right?
But
also
what does that mean? Like, does that mean you still have to buy the flowers and the chocolate? I came in here the other day, and Laurel, behind the scenes, producer Justin and Raven were in a deep conversation, and they looked completely bewildered about Valentine's Day and what to do for their women.
Okay, the best thing that you can do is show that you actually know your partner. Thoughtfulness beats grand gestures every time. So when someone feels seen, they naturally feel special. And interestingly, when people feel emotionally safe, that's what creates real chemistry, not performance or pressure. So if you want to buy something special or do something special, it's not necessarily about booking an expensive dinner and then sitting there emotionally distracted. You need to be present and thoughtful in order to actually make someone feel special and seen and therefore sexy, and that makes them feel safe.
You know what? This sounds to me like I should have been keeping notes, right? Like I should have been paying attention, more attention every single day instead of just, you know, trying to, you know, support things in a regular mode in my household, right? Like, I feel like I should have been more of a student of this whole thing.
But here's the thing, though. We're parents. It's a lot. It's hard to really to check in with that all of the time. So instead, it's just in those moments, you slow down, you take a pause, you're present with yourself first so you can think, okay, then how can I be present for my partner, and what do they actually need? Everyone feels love differently. Interestingly, people show love in the way that they feel love. The problem is you might show love by words of affirmation or acts of service. So if it's acts of service, you're doing all of these things for me, and I'm sitting here saying, I don't feel loved. And you're saying, but I'm doing everything.
Right.
And it just doesn't resonate. We're speaking two different love languages. And here's the other thing about Valentine's Day. Sometimes the way that the person really feels love is being alone. And this doesn't take the romance out of it. This actually adds to it. You know what? I want to do something that really makes you feel loved this Valentine's Day. Not just what do you want? What do you need from me? How can I make your day a little bit easier? And it might be, let me go to the spa, or let me lay in bed for 2 hours and watch TV and not be called mama by anybody.
That's what I want. I want to watch TV by myself for 2 hours. Oh my gosh. Yes.
There's a lot of clarity when you start talking about, you know, maybe we're just speaking different languages here. However, I need you to talk her down when I get home and try to explain that to her, because I don't think I'm going to have my verbiage right here.
Laurel House, you can check out her podcast, RomCon, wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time, Laurel. We appreciate it.
Thank you.